Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to season 3 of Shoot the Breeze with Alexandra Marie, and I am your host, Alexandra Marie. So if you've been sitting contemplating about starting a business and you have no idea where to start, or you've brought it up to your friends and family and they've just been shooting you down, let me tell you something. This season is the season for you. On this season, I have the privilege of interviewing some amazing women, amazing entrepreneurs. You're gonna hear motivational speakers, coaches, business women. I'm talking about women that embody the Wonder Woman qualities. So if you've been sitting around and you've been just lost and afraid and need a little bit inspiration, you just need a little bit more inspiration, you just need a little bit more motivation, and you want to hear from real people, real women that are getting up every day, putting in that work, making sure that they get things done, then this is the season for you guys. Okay, ladies, it is our time. It is our season. We are rocking it. We are strong. We are beautiful. We are Black independent women, and we are Wonder Women. And let me tell you, you will hear from so many other Wonder Women out there that they're here for you, ladies. They're here to ensure that you get the motivation and the inspiration that you need to embark on a new journey that will take you to amazing heights. Please make sure to follow me on Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook at Alexandra Marie underscore talks. Again, that's AlexAndraMarie underscore talks. So everyone, please clap it up and help me bring onto the show the founder of New Jersey Kids Fashion Week. She is a philanthropist. She is a motivational speaker. She is a coach. She is an entrepreneur doing her damn thing with side business on top of side businesses. And she's a single mother. Handling all of that, she still has time for her kid. On top of all that, she is a fellow Haitian sister. Yeah, she's doing her damn thing. Haitien. Yes, moi c'est en force. That is my slogan. I am a force. And you're damn sure best to believe she is Wonder Woman. She is a Wonder Woman. Let's clap it up for Miss Josie. I'm not good with last name. You guys know me. You guys already know. I want to say peyote, but let's ask her. Please welcome to the show, Miss Josie.
Hello.
Hello, love. How are you?
Good, good. I'm sitting here like, is she coming?
I just clicked the link. I was like, okay, hold on. Let me click the link and me make sure I'm ready. And here we are.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Good, and you. So thank you so much. Yes. So today we have, I'm not good with last names, so I'm going to just say Josie, and your last name is?
Paiute.
Ah, Paiute. What? I see it. I was about to say Paiute.
You know what? The Haitians say Paiute, but in English it's Paiute.
Oh girl,
listen, my Haitian sister. Come on now.
I love to say Paiute.
Yeah. Usually people say payout, like they like, okay, payout is easier.
No, because, you know, it's Haitian, so I was like, okay, bum, 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 got it. Let me put a little accent on it a little bit. I was so wrong.
Yeah. You was about to destroy it.
Oh, my gosh. She probably sitting there thinking like she don't deserve that Haitian flag
No, not at all, girl. No, I would never say that. Not at all. I am all about support. It's our time. It's our season. We out here getting it. Everybody want to be a part of our culture and what we have to bring to the table. So listen, I'm always about supporting and uniting, of course.
So thank you again for tuning in to Breeze with Alexandra Marie. So I know a little bit about yourself, right, about you. So why don't you tell our listeners about yourself?
All right. Well, my name is Josie Paiute. My full name is Josie Ann Paiute. But I usually just go by Josie because it's a lot shorter. I am the founder of New Jersey Kids Fashion Week. I have a co-founder of a podcast, Ladies Building Legacies. I have my company, Josie Speaks, where I host, do different events, motivational speaking, and I go and talk to different women groups and different places where I'm invited to speak. I have a background in human resources. I've been doing human resources for over 20 years since I graduated from college. So I have a big background in human resources. I also have my honorary doctorate degree. So I don't always use Dr. Payu, but a lot of people are like, why don't you use that?
That's, girl, why don't I was about to say
that on your name?
Exactly. Like, okay, change your profile. Listen, y'all. She need to change her profile. It better say Dr. Payu, okay? No. See, I didn't know that. Because I normally have an intro before my guests come on. So now I gotta change up my intro and be like, look, Dr. Pay is on. I'm not gonna change it, but
listen. You know what? What I find, and I shouldn't, you know, and I'm having this conversation now because it's just like, all right, come on, Josie, get it together. I have my doctorate and I earned it. I do a lot. I'm a philanthropist. I do a lot for the community. I'm always giving back. I do a lot for the kids. I do book drives. I do food drives. I do food give backs on Christmas. I give away food Thanksgiving. I'm giving away turkeys, putting events together. I just got finished doing a Fit Fun Family Day where with a group of my business partners, we had a trainer who was out doing fitness routines and stuff for the family to get the families active because I am also a Total Life Changes representative for the company TLC. I'm a independent business owner for them. I'm a director currently with that organization. And this is, I'm doing a variety of different things because I truly believe that you have to have, they always say, 7 streams of income. But for me, I'm like, you need to have 10 streams of income because we are living.
You know why?
In a
because
time.
When I see it. Exactly. No, because you were I see it. Exactly. That's what it's about. Let them know. Haitians don't play, okay?
We know how our parents, when they came here and, you know, the things that they were doing when they were in Haiti, you know, to motivate each other to get to the United States because it was a struggle. Even that story and that journey in itself, when I hear it from my parents, it's like, wow, like I'm here. Is no reason why I can't succeed. There's no reason why I can't push. There's no reason why I can't give something 1,000%. Because I know the story and I know the history behind our people. So therefore, how dare me not put my foot forward and progress and do what I need to do to represent my people as well. So that's why I go so hard. And then also I have a 12-year-old son who is the love of my life. So everything that I do, he's a part of and he's watching me, you know, and he also motivates me on a daily basis. I'm a sports mom. He plays football and basketball. So aside from my businesses and me working a full-time job, I have also another full-time job dealing with him and his schedule. So it's an ongoing thing, but it brings joy to my life. So I'm not complaining at all.
Exactly. This is why she is on, you know, the third season of Shoot the Breeze with Alexandra Marie, because this season, I'm focusing on Wonder Women, okay? And as you can tell from her telling you guys a little bit about herself, she does embody the qualities of Wonder Woman. You know, if you guys are not into comics, I implore you to go look that up. I'm not going to give you a synopsis right now.
I appreciate it. I'm honored.
But look it up. So, pandemic, what have you been doing, you know, to keep yourself sane during this pandemic? Listen,
with this pandemic, I can honestly say it was much needed because I was constantly going and going and going like an energizer battery, literally. But what this pandemic has done for me is really gave me time to like reflect on life, reflect on the things that bring me joy, and also really reflect on the things that I want people to remember me by. What's my legacy? What do I get to do? How do I get to grow mentally, physically, and emotionally? And what I found that during this pandemic, I was really able to become one with myself. And what I mean by that is loving myself more, knowing that I am a queen and I deserve all the things that I want and I desire in my life. And then when my king comes into my life, he'll have no choice but to respect me and be in alignment with me, because that's what I am claiming and that is what I'm putting out there in the universe. And guess what? And that is what I deserve. So therefore, it really gave me an opportunity to just reflect on all the things that I want and that I desire, all the businesses that I want to start, which I have started. One of the things being in alignment with Total Life Changes and 1,000 Families under the leadership of Coach Stormy Wellington has brought to me is to like really say affirmations to yourself, really claim the things that you want, really put everything that you desire out there in the universe. Like I wake up every morning and say that, you know, I am a multimillionaire. Time just hasn't caught up with me yet. I am blessed. I am humble. I am honored. Speak life into your vision is my favorite quote, because when you speak life into your vision, it's only a matter of time for it to come to light. Speak love, life, and light to yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. And then the power and the connection that you embody when you speak these things to your life, it's only a matter of time for it to bring you joy and have you shine and have all the things that you're manifesting automatically find you. So those are just some of the things.
That's right. Who did this gospel? You hear this? She brought y'all to church. Now I'm Buddhist, so she brought me to the temple. Yes. But she brought all of y'all, other people, to church.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, She did that.
Yes, girl. Listen. So it's just stuff like that. So this pandemic really has like opened up my eyes to so many different things, to connect and collaborate with so many people, to empower my people, empower my kids, because I love my kids. And when I say kids, I mean my New Jersey kids, Fashion Week kids. You know, I check on them. I see them sometimes in the park when I'm walking, because I'm also now on my fitness journey. I released a little bit over 25 pounds with Total Life Changes.
Ooh,
so
congrats.
Listen, the boss is in the building and she's not playing. So when you see her next year walking these streets with the tube top on and her six pack, don't be mad. Just congratulate.
Of course. That's how you do it.
Yes. I am living life. I am in a happy place in my life. And, you know, it's nothing but God. Everything that's happening in my life right now is happening because it's my season. And it was already destined for it to happen. So I'm just so humble and so grateful and thankful for just everything. Even this interview and me being or having the opportunity to even be on your platform, connecting with you through social media, you being a boss chick, you having your podcast, you being a Haitian sister on top of that brings me joy. And anything that I can do in regards to helping you out, to help you succeed and excel, I'm all for it. Because we as women have to continue to support one another, pour into one another, because it's enough out here for all of us.
Exactly. No more cat fights, right, girl?
Yes.
No more of that. No.
If the pandemic hasn't opened your eyes to some things and opened up your spirit and your mind, listen, you need to go back and check it, because we're about to have a second wave, and that's a second opportunity.
Course.
for you to speak life into yourself, open your eyes and connect and collaborate with the right people and make things happen. This is your second chance. You know, we usually don't get too many, but you know, here you are.
Right. Right. Cause you never know. I've had so many wonderful ladies on my podcast and a few gentlemen here and there, but you never know. You guys, all you gotta do is ask.
A closed mouth don't get fed, as they say.
That's right. That's right. You tell them. So,
yes.
So many women out there, you know, want to start a business. You know, I have businesses of my own, and you just gave us an array of, you know, what's in your catalog. So why don't you tell us how you juggle life, love, family, and businesses on top of that, especially your new podcast? How do you manage it all?
Listen, you always have to make time for what you want. You know, a friend of mine always say people make time for what they want to make time for. And it's so true. You know, it didn't sink in until, you know, a year or two ago that that's actually really true. But the way that I juggle it is just creating, like writing out the plan, writing out the goal. This is what I want. This is what I desire. How am I going to get it done? I have a really strong support system from my family, from my brothers, from my sisters. So whenever I have an idea, it's nothing but a phone call to say, okay, this is the vision. This is what I want to do. And they're like, okay, get it started. Let's go do it. So by me having that kind of support, it comes easy to me to like really get something started. And follow through with it. Sometimes, you know, I get a little distracted, a little discouraged because things aren't moving the way that I would like for them to move. But what they always remind me is that it's a process. It takes time. You know, this is what you have to do to it. You have to feed it and continue to feed it. It's like a flower, continue to water it and it'll continue to grow as long as you're nurturing it. So I just have to nurture it. It's like a baby. You feed it, you nurture it, you talk positive to it, you know, you let it grow, and then boom, here you go. Before you know it, you know, so many different things and opportunities are coming your way. So I can honestly say from me having these different businesses is from having the support system, having the vision, having an idea, and then just pouring into it every chance that I get. Write down my goals, as I stated, as far as being a mom for all mothers. I give everyone, you know, so much credit because it's a lot to juggle, especially now with schools closing and virtual learning and a pandemic. It was definitely hard. But what I did and still doing is when I'm having these conference calls, when I'm doing my podcast, when I'm having a meeting, I tell my son, if he's available, sit down, listen. This is what mommy's doing. Listen to this interview. Watch this live. Help, you know, mommy sell her products or whatever it may be. He's also a model for New Jersey Kids Fashion Week. My niece is my assistant. My nephew is my assistant. So it's like a family thing. I have everybody involved. My brother's my manager. My other brother's a councilman in the city of East Orange. I'm always calling him, listen, I need your help. What can we do? Like,
we need to get him on here. Listen, we need to get him over here.
He is the bomb. Okay. When I say he is the bomb, you definitely are going to, you're going to want to interview him. He's a Haitian brother. He's a father. He's a councilman. Woo! He is the no joke.
That.
He is
a boss
in
here.
His own right.
You got me at father. You got me at father.
He is all for the community. He's in the city of East Orange, and you know, God is working on him, and there's so many opportunities and blessings that's coming his way. He's like, you know, he loves his kids. They're also involved and employed, you know, with elections and voting and doing different things. So listen, this family is all about pouring and doing things for the community and being involved. And this, what's taking place now, is just giving us or providing us with more creative ways to pour into the community and do different things. But the going back to the juggling and managing all these things, it's just really pouring into all the things that I know that is going to be a part of my legacy. So it's the time now for me to pour into it so that people can see what I've been doing and what my family has been doing. So when it's my time to go, they can say, wow, when Josie was here, this is what she did. And then my son could say the same thing. Right. I'm proud of my mom because this is what she's doing. She had me involved. I was on the conference calls. I understand that it's a sacrifice and she can't make all my games, or she's doing this, she's doing that. But I know that what she was doing was for a good cause. So he sees everything. I get mm-hmm. him involved. He's in the process of starting his own business. So, you know, that's how I know what nice. I'm doing is actually working, because he approached me like, mom, I want to do, you know, my business. I want to have my athletic wear, my, you know, my own brand. And I'm like, okay, let's make it happen. But you have to start doing the legwork, because I can't do it necessarily for you, because I want you to see the time and energy that's actually put in to starting your business. I'll help you. I'm your number one cheerleader. Mm-hmm. But this is if this is what you want, this is how you do it. So I do a lot of those, you know, things, as well as speaking to different mothers and pouring into them and helping them out. That's where, you know, the Josie Speaks comes in, because I find when I'm doing a lot of events and doing speaking engagements or hosting, I'm always pouring into the audience, connecting with the audience, making them feel welcomed and comfortable. And that's where I also find my joy and my happiness. So it's just so many, it's just so many different things. I could go on and on and on.
Girl, it's okay.
But yeah, you know, so I'm just like really just enjoying it and love life. Actually, I am single at the moment.
fellas, I know I have about 49. Okay, so here's my demographic. I got 50% uh-huh. women, 49% yes. men, and 1%, you know, non-binary. So there's men listening. Don't get it twisted, girl. Speak it into the universe. Yeah, she is single. She is a power woman. She is a Wonder Woman. Fellas, get at her.
Get at me. But listen, whoever this man is, he has to be a boss in his own right too. I do have, you know, one or two interested candidates at the moment, but I am definitely.
Ooh, she said one or two. That's how you keep them on their toes. You let them know, like, look, you ain't my only dime, you know, in this pocketbook right here. You know, I got a couple of other ones. You know, I might have a quarter. You know, half a dollar here and there, you know. Y'all let him know.
Listen, you know, it's like I've just recently been open to love and open to conversation and open to dating, because I've been single for a while by choice. Not that I couldn't, you know, dated or been involved, but I just felt that, you know, when the time was right, the time was right. And I'm very, like, selective who I give my time and my energy to, because not everyone deserves that. And that's just factual, you know? So
church again. What I be telling y'all, ladies, take your time. Look, this is not back in the day where you had to pick, you know, the first Tom, Dick, or Harry that walked to your door, you know? Work on yourself. Yes. You know, take that time, especially when you're a single mom. You know, you can't just have anybody like going through that revolving door. You know what I mean? That. You got to be very picky and choosy with it. Because, you know, you got some touchy feely people out there. And listen, you touch my kids,
it's gonna be a riot.
I'm going to jail for life.
And my son is at that point where he's not having it, right? So he's 12, but he is 12. He's 6 feet tall. He's weighing it at 160 pounds, so he is no joke. So when you see him, you're going to be like, okay, hold on, all right. Yeah, so when he opens up the door, he's straight like, how can I help you? Who are you here for? What you want? If you're trying to holler, he's like, what you want with my mama? So listen, he already understands, and he knows. So not anybody just going to come here thinking you're going to just be hollering at his mother's going to be okay. And, you know, I also have goals and morals. And they always say when you seek a particular king, when God has someone ready for you, what you want and what you desire is going to come your way. And I know that I am a queen. I know that I'm a boss. And whoever that king is, he has to understand and respect that. And don't feel intimidated by the things that I do, and know that
we're gonna touch that
and know that he is a asset to what I already have, and I am an asset to what he already has. So it's a partnership. It's not just some old, oh, let's date or let's be boyfriend and girl. No, I'm not in the boyfriend, girlfriend stages anymore in my life. It's either you're going to be my man or you're not. It's that simple.
That's it. That's how we do it out here. That is how it's done.
Yeah, that's it.
So I want to touch back on family. Every time I get a Haitian sister or brother on here, I always got to say, your parents is good that you're not a doctor or a nurse.
Listen, let me explain something to you. When I first went to college, I was going for nursing. And I currently, after my first semester,
there it is.
Told my mama, listen, lady, you're not the one here in school going through these classes, struggling with science. You're not the one doing it. So therefore, be happy that I am in college and I am going to get a degree. Okay, because when I got my degree, I was the first one to graduate from my family. So that was a big deal, you know. And then I have my sister, who's a news reporter right now in St. Louis. She graduated and got her degree. My niece just graduated from Montclair University. And I have my nephew is about getting ready. Well, my nephew is at Virginia Tech. So now the tradition is continuing, which is a great thing. But I tell them all the time, go to school for what you want to go for. Because once you graduate, you're the one who's going to have to deal with whatever it is that you decide and you want. So my mama tried it at first. But then when I told her, listen, lady, this is what I'm doing and you're going to get a degree, that she ain't had no choice but to back off and be like, okay. But when I got my doctorate, you know, it was like, okay, yes, yes, look at that. And now she be telling her friends.
That's when they want to be
But my mom has always been, you know, my supporter and my dad. So I'm not even going to, you know, throw them under the bus. But they've always been very supportive. So they were always with whatever I wanted. They gave their suggestions because, you know, as Haitian parents, the key thing is to be a doctor or a lawyer or a nurse. Because that's how they were raised. So now they feel as though they get to, you know, project that onto us. Well, this is what you should do, and this is the right thing to do. No, we have choices. Unlike when you were growing up, you may not have had choices because this is what your parents told you, so you had to go with it. We are living in a different time, in a different era, in a different country. So therefore, things are different. We have so many young African-American, Haitian, successful people in this world that are not doctors, that are not attorneys, that are not nurses, that's out here doing big things and they're bosses. We should be able to embrace every and anything that they're doing as long as they're being a contribution to the world.
Exactly. But you know, you can't tell some Haitian parents
no. You can't tell them, honey, you gotta show them.
Exactly. And then when you're up there,
yeah, that's my baby.
But they always want to brag now, right? They want to brag now.
They got bragging rights.
Wow.
This is amazing. I'm loving your energy. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much. I mean, if you saw me in real life, you wouldn't be able to tell that I got all this energy. Well, I'm going to tell you why. You know, one, not just being Haitian, but I'm Black. Yeah. I'm a Black female. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I have a mom that has, you know, a Haitian background. Wow. So I'm going to break it down for you guys. Haitian women, like, they never look happy. Mm-hmm. They never, ever.
Yeah, they be mean mugging you at all times.
They never look happy. They're usually unapproachable. It's like you have to know them to really know, like, oh, she chill. Mm-hmm. Oh, she okay. You know, da, 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 like you just got. But I think that's not just a Haitian thing. I know a lot of Africans, like actual Africans, that are the same way. Mm-hmm. Some African Americans are also the same way. It's just, we're so focused now. You know, we're doing big things, and I'm speaking about women in general. Yes. There's more African Americans, Black women that are graduating college, you know, It's not that we don't need a man. We simply don't have to have a man. So we're on the move, and that's my mentality. Like, you see me or you don't see me. Like, and when you do see me, I'm in my car going somewhere. I'm not hanging outside on my stoop or anything like that. Like, I'm about my ish, and that's just it. And you couldn't tell I'm a nice person. You'd probably be like, "Yo, she looks so evil." Because I get it all the time. Like, why you look so mad? I'm not mad. I'm just focused. Why are you worried about how I look? Why don't you just say hello? Why don't you just say that? Just say
Yeah,
hi.
now before when I see people, instead of them waiting for them to say hi, I just say hi. I'd be like, hi, how you doing? Especially when I'm walking in the morning in the park, you see a lot of people, and I think people just afraid to say hi or don't know how to say hi or not so used to people being approachable that I say, listen, I'm gonna do it myself. I'm gonna break that barrier. I'm gonna be the change that I want to see. So therefore, good morning. How are you? How's your day? You look lovely today, and keep it moving. You don't have. I know for me, that brings me joy. And you're going to remember me again the next time you see me in a park, or the next time you see me in a mall, or the next time you see me out. Like, oh, yeah, that's the girl that said good morning to me. That, yep. So there you go. I done left my mark. I done, something to give you remember me by.
Well, you're a better person than me, because I don't like people like
Listen, you can't be staying that girl. You can't be staying that. Listen, you are blessed. You are here. You have a podcast. You have kids. You have an amazing family. You never know when you're out or somebody that you may say hi to. You never know who they may be and how they can be in contribution of the things that is waiting for you. So I'm not saying that you have to be all bubbly and be like, oh my God, hey! Like, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, that's
But
not me.
what I'm
That's
saying is a
definitely not me.
simple gesture of a hello or anything could take you so
I smile
far. No, or
sometimes.
smile more, please.
No, but what it is I'm very energy prone. So what that means is, like, my aura and my energy, like when I'm high, anyone around me will be at, like, high as high also. But when I'm down, oh, I could bring everyone. It's like my energy is like a magnet. So, but it's also the same way, and I read energy. So I'm not just not saying hi to you because I'm, like a bitch. No, I'm probably not saying hi to you because something about you is telling me, my ancestors, my aura, my spirit guides, my spirit animal, like, okay, you need to stop. You need to let that person walk by. You need to just, go about your business. But that's just how I am. So if you got positive energy and it's glowing and, your aura, and I can just feel it, of course, I'm gonna say hi, I'm gonna be polite, I'm gonna do all that. But a lot of people are negative, and I just want to stay away from it. I don't want you to drain me. I got my little crystals. I got my humps everywhere. No, don't come around draining me of my aura and my energy with your nonsense. You
I
stay
got
there,
you.
and I'm gonna stay where I'm
I
at.
got you.
Okay. How did you come up with the idea and the concept for New Jersey Fashion Kids Week?
It's New Jersey Kids Fashion Week, and
Oh, I'm so
that's
sorry.
okay. That's okay.
It's a
It's New Jersey
mouthful.
Kids Fashion Week, and I created that because I remember. So when I was growing up, and you probably can relate to some way, shape, or form. Because I was Haitian, that was one strike against me. Because I was dark, was another strike against me. So I used to be teased, you're a dark skin and you Haitian, all these different things when I was in school. And Haitian parents, they don't play with their kids as far as how we get dressed to go to school, ribbons in our hair, socks. If you have uniforms, they make sure their kids is on point when they go to school. So, I've always been like a fashion girl. I like to dress. I love shoes. I love clothes. That's always just been a thing of mine. So from dealing with the issues of insecurities when I was younger, not believing in myself or loving myself, and because I was being teased, I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin until later on in life. I started, tapping into being a little bit more comfortable when I was in high school and I was doing high school fashion shows. And then I was like part of the traveling team to do fashion shows and stuff across like different colleges and doing fashion shows. Fast forward to when I got older and I'm like, you know, I want to do something different for the kids where they can use their fashion to represent them. They can use their fashion to speak about how what makes them comfortable. They could use fashion to make them fearless on the runway. So I came up with the idea of creating New Jersey Kids Fashion Week, which is a nonprofit organization, so that kids from all urban areas have the opportunity to be in fashion shows. Because, you know, a lot of times when you go to New York Fashion Week or different fashion shows, you have to go through the cast and you have to go through all this different process. If you don't have the particular look that they're looking for, they won't allow you to participate. Mm-hmm. And then the kids were getting discouraged from that. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something different in New Jersey. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to create a fashion show where it's inclusive of everyone, all shapes, sizes, colors, no discrimination. Of course, you have to go through the casting call process just to see where you're at. And then take it from there. So what I do at my show is that the kids come, they participate. Some of them have experience, some of them don't. So I mix them all in together. The rules are when the kids are practicing that they have to be welcoming to everyone that comes in the room. And if someone doesn't know how to model, then the one little ones that are more experienced, then you're supposed to help the other. Also, one of the things that I do in my show for the past 3 years, give or take, what I've been doing with them is I partnered with Naissance Place, which is a nonprofit organization for kids with autism. And I feel as though that...
Ooh, you speak in my language. Really? Because I'm a behavioral therapist.
Okay, girl. So I'm going to send you pictures. Follow New Jersey Kids Fashion Week on IG. And you'll see the pictures and stuff with the kids. So the kids from Naissance Place, I give them the opportunity to get dressed, be cute, and, you know, walk the runway. And the joy that it brings to these kids on the runway just lights up my heart. And then the audience cheering them on, mm-hmm. and then having a good old time. Sometimes they have like their siblings or a parent walk down the runway with them, because sometimes they do get a little scared or it's a little unfamiliar to them. But I just provide that mm-hmm. platform for them, which sets me aside from everyone else, because I truly believe we should be inclusive, especially when it comes to our kids, mm-hmm. because when kids aren't, don't always take well to rejection or can't understand rejection. So who am I to embark that on them? Because I know how that felt. So I pry on giving all kids an opportunity to experience being in a fashion show, walking in the fashion show, getting dressed, doing hair and makeup, putting on a pretty outfit, dealing with different designers, taking pictures, being interviewed, having fun day. Like, I do all of that. So my organization, when I say that I love what I do and I love my kids, I truly, truly, truly mm-hmm. mean that. And I know how, for me, just collaborating with Naissance Place under the leadership of Nadine and her son is autistic, and seeing how she deal with the kids and her love and her passion that she has for the kids, it's only right that I do the same thing when they're with me. And I tell the parents all the time when they're during rehearsal that these are my kids for the next 2 hours, so the parents cannot get involved, they can't say anything. I do what I do, and then they leave and they go with their parents, and next they're like, okay, when are we going back with Miss Josie? Because I build that comfort zone for them. I build that connection with them mm-hmm. where right. they feel like they're loved and they feel like they could connect and relate to the other kids, and they're not treated differently, because people tend to treat them differently because they're autistic. At the mm-hmm. end of the day, to be honest with you, they didn't ask to be here. They just so happen to have a disability that they have no control over. So who am I or these kids to tease or make fun of or not, you know, talk or connect with these kids and provide them a space where they can feel love and they can feel the connection of different people, you know? So that's, you know, what I do. And, you know, the fashion show is just a platform for the kids to have fun, live fearless, get over their fears, connect, and just love up on each other.
That's how you gotta do
yes,
it.
I love it.
Oh, I definitely applaud that. You know, being a behavioral therapist, I work with children on the spectrum. So anytime someone does something that doesn't take their disability as a disability and more so of an ability to do something differently. Mm-hmm. That's how I see mm-hmm. things.
So yeah.
So where does your motivation come from?
My motivation comes from my mom, my family, definitely my son, and me just wanting more. And what I say by wanting more is just me wanting to excel in everything that I do, knowing that my family and my friends depend on me to make a difference, to be involved, to connect the dots, because I am a people person. I do have a lot of connections. So I know that my connection and me being able to collaborate or connect with someone else is going to lead to me being able to help someone else that's in need of whatever services at that particular time. So my motivation really comes from, you know, my son and my family, and knowing that whoever I connect with or whoever crosses my path is going to find something or need something for me to help them with, to bring joy to their life and also my life by me helping them.
So we have a lot of women and other entrepreneurs that are going to tune in to this series in itself. Yes. So what was your mission at the outset, like the beginning of starting up your business, the Fashion Week business? What was your mission?
My mission was for me, to be honest with you, to include the kids and give the kids a platform to just break loose and be free and fearless on the runway. That was truly my mission. And for them not to feel how I felt growing up, being teased and being bullied, and being able to be a voice for the voiceless. Because a lot of times our kids they have a voice, but their voice is not always heard. People aren't always listening mm-hmm. because they're kids and they're like, oh, you're a child, you know, go ahead. The adults are speaking, you do this, you do that. So I wanted to be the voice for them. I wanted to be the change. I wanted to be the number one fashion show for kids in New Jersey, which I am. So I wanted to make that mark. I wanted to be that person. So that's why.
So what services do you provide as, I mean, are you a modeling agency? Like, break it down for me a little bit. Like, what services do you provide these children?
I'm not a modeling agency, although a lot of people have said it's something I should look into, but that's going to require a lot of time, to be honest with you. So what I do through New Jersey Kids Fashion Week, I have a big fashion show every year in September, the third week of September every year. So what we do through the organization is that we have the fashion show, we provide etiquette classes, we provide leadership classes, we provide different skills, we get the kids involved, we have a photo shoot, we have a fun day where the kids come together, have fun, connect, collaborate, show their talents. So it's just like an inclusive organization. We provide a variety of different things. Like I mentioned earlier, we have food drives, we have give back, we have toy drives. So it's an organization aside from just having fashion shows and doing fashion. We also teach the kids that they should do community service activities. They should give back. We have two brand ambassadors for New Jersey Kids Fashion Week. And whenever there's an event, they're the ones who are the face of New Jersey Kids Fashion Week. So they talk to the kids. They pour into the kids. They make the kids feel comfortable. That's part of their job. They do. If I'm invited somewhere and kids are invited, they come and they speak and they take pictures. So I make them a part of everything that I'm doing so that they can see when they get older what it's all about and how it is to represent yourself when you're having a conversation, how it is to be interviewed, because they're interviewed, so they have to answer questions and be comfortable with that. How to act like a young lady or a young man when you're in public, how to always speak and conduct yourself in a proper manner, how to respect your parents, your teachers. So we do a variety of different things. It's not just fashion show, it's life skills, building community skills, building skills to make you comfortable with yourself, building skills to help you at home. So that's what we stand for, and that's what we do with the organization. So it's not a modeling agency. It's just a nonprofit organization that's near and dear to my heart. And these are the things and the skills that I feel as though that our kids need in the community for them to excel in whatever it is that
That's
they
right.
do. Because unfortunately, the schools don't teach these kids these things. They're not teaching them finances. They're not teaching them life skills. They're not teaching them how
No.
to survive. So through this organization, while they're with me under my leadership, these are the things that I'm pouring into them. I'm helping them with. When they come to casting calls and when we have training, they have to stand in front of the room. They have to speak their name loud and clear and say something about themselves so that people in the room know who they are. And that one thing that you shared is what they can remember you by. So I teach them life skills as well as children.
That's a good thing to
Yes.
do, especially in our community,
Yeah.
definitely. And I love, recently you had a book drive. I saw that. She had a book drive during the whole Corona
Yeah,
thing.
so yeah, to
So
drive by,
that was
honk
really
your horn, get a
nice.
book. Parents are driving down the street. We want a book. Okay, what grade? And then we'll run to the car and give them a set of books. We had everything set. So we're actually going to do another one. We're just working on the date for the book drive before school starts. Usually I do a backpack, give like a book bag drive too, the end of August. But this year, I don't know if we'll be able to do it with all of the social distancing, excuse me, and pandemic and everything that's taking place. So we're trying to see how we could.
You could just put the book bag in a plastic bag.
Ah, well, there you go. Someone talk to my brother about that and see how we can make that happen so we can give back to the kids, because a lot of the kids need it, especially now with parents not working, so many people losing their jobs.
Right.
We have so many families, in need. So yeah, we'll make it work and figure something out for them
Right.
at this time. So yeah, so I'm gonna do another book drive soon. I'm gonna do another family fun fit day. So time for family to connect, work out together, have fun together. I'm learning a little bit more about TLC, Total Life Changes, and getting fit and taking care of your body and being healthy. I'm all about that right now. That's a mission of mine because our kids have to be healthy. They eat a lot of junk, and we have to be the ones
They
to
do.
show them different ways to eat that's still healthy. It's going to also, by them eating better, it helps them mentally, physically, and emotionally too to stay focused and take care of their body. So that's a new mission of mine, to be honest with you. So yeah, there you go. Yes,
I love it.
yes, yes, yes.
Love all of it.
Thank you.
Definitely love all of
Thank
it.
you.
So to what do you attribute your success? Attribute your success, I mean. So what do you attribute your success?
Sorry, what do you mean exactly by what I attribute to my success? Elaborate a little bit.
So you have this fashion week, you have mom, you have the TLC, I'm for you have something else. You have the speak thing. So what makes all of that successful? Can you pinpoint what would make, other than yourself, of course, what makes all of that successful?
What makes that successful is me being able to stand in my truth, speak what I mean and mean what I speak. Me being able to things that I'm doing that people like I was saying earlier, my legacy, what people can remember me by, what people know about me. Just like when you were on my IG page, mm-hmm. you're able to see, okay, I'm the founder of New Jersey Kids Fashion Week. I'm doing all these things. I'm doing all these things because they truly bring joy to my heart. And I know that the saying is, you know, you have to be the change that you want to see in this world. And that's what truly drives and motivates me. I want to see change in the world. Mm-hmm. I want to be the one to leave my mark from my son, from myself, people to remember me by. Like one of my inspiration that motivates me is Madam C.J. Walker, the first African-American female millionaire that, you know, that people really didn't really know about until the Netflix series came out about her. But growing up, when I first learned about her, when I did a Black History project for school and I wrote about her, she's always mm-hmm. been my drive and always been my motivation. And she's, you know, always gave back to the community. She found different ways to think, make things happen. She was creative. And then on top of that, you know, the latter part of her life, she became a millionaire. She was living life. She was pouring into different kids and different people. And then unfortunately mm-hmm. she got sick and things happened and she died. But till this day, we're still talking about her. Till this day, we still remember her. And till this day, we know her to be the first African-American female millionaire. So then when you hear the name Josie Payu or Josie Ann Payu, you'll know that not only was she a philanthropist, not only was she pouring into the kids and she was the voice for the kids, not only did she have New Jersey Kids Fashion Week and Josie Speaks, but she, what she said she meant, when she walked in the room, you felt her energy. When you crossed her path, you wanted to be a part of what she was doing, because that's what I truly stand for, and that's what I truly want people to know about me and people to feel when they see me. Like, I am truly passionate about everything that I do and everything that I give my time and my energy to. So therefore, because of that, people will know that everything that I've done and I'm doing and going to do and will continue to do is done out of love, is done out of passion, is done out of the vision that I've had since I was little, the imagination. When you get these imaginations, it's preparing you for what you truly see in your life. Like, we have these dreams when we're growing up of all the different things that mm-hmm. we can do in life, all the different things that we want in life. And guess what? Dreams do come true. Dreams truly happen. So therefore, I'm living mm-hmm. that right now. I'm taking baby steps, but these baby steps pretty soon are going to be bigger steps. You know, different doors and different opportunities are going to open up for me. I truly believe I am in my season. I truly believe that God is working on me and providing me with all these opportunities and, you know, interviews and these platforms, because it's truly my time, because I do everything out of love. And I do truly want to see all of our people succeed, all of our kids be successful and step into their power. And continue to speak life into their vision. That's truly what I stand for. So therefore, by me doing all these things now while I'm here, it's only going to make it even better. And part of my story and part of my legacy that people will be able to read about one day.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. So have you ever turned down a client?
Because I do like coaching. I took these classes through Momentum Education in New York, which I love. So I started doing coaching where I coach people and do different things. And someone actually wanted me to coach them to, you know, and because the energy and the initial interview process and a conversation that we had before I decided whether I wanted to go with it or not, my spirit was like, no, this is the energy that this person is giving off is not for you. So unfortunately, I had to turn it down. I mean, you know, yeah, I had to turn it down. It just wasn't right. So in regards to that, yes, I did turn down a client, and that's because I felt as though that their energy didn't match with my energy. And based off of the conversation, what I was ready to pour into them, they weren't ready to receive.
And that's what a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners need to really understand is you have to protect your
Yeah,
energy and your
all the
space. Money's gonna
time.
come, okay? Money's gonna come, and you can't put money over that energy that you're gonna receive from somebody else. That's just how I look at it. If I'm not feeling it with you, and all I see is darkness around you, and I feel like if I'm sitting down with you and I'm pouring all of this and I'm investing all of this into you, and I'm not receiving it back, at least 70, 80%, you can't even give me that, then I'm gonna step back. The money's just not worth it for me at that point.
Yeah, it's really not. And I find that sometimes people, they're chasing the money more so than following your where your energy is leading you and what your spirit is telling you. And then, 2 3 months down the line, you're like, damn, I wish I never should have, or could have, took on this client or dealt with this particular person. But when your spirit was telling you that initially, you decided not to go with it, and here we are now. So that's why if it's something that I feel as though that's going to interfere with the energy that I have to give and my particular energy, and it's not, it's I'm having that doubtful moment. I'm like, it's not worth it for me. Even people that want to collaborate, I get people all the time that want to collaborate and want me to be a part of something that they're doing. If it's not something that I stand by or I believe by or I can see, or I'm following you and I'm seeing that you're negative and you're talking down to other people or you're about the drama and the shenanigans, I want no parts of that because that doesn't represent my brand. It doesn't represent who I am. It
Of
doesn't represent what
course.
I have to give. And definitely if I'm connected to kids and empowering people, that doesn't match. So I can't be a part of something that doesn't represent who I am and what I'm a part of and what I stand for. So it doesn't matter what kind of collaboration or how much money you put on the table, because just like you wanted to collaborate and offer it to me, then guess what? I'm pretty sure, matter of fact, I'm positive that God has another opportunity coming my way.
That is so true. That is so true. And growing up in my household, the Caribbean Haitian household, I'm honestly gonna say that I was blessed with the whole energy thing. Because they'll tell you, the ancestors, your angels are talking to you. You're not listening to the angels. What the angels told you? What did the angels tell you? Till this day, my mom tells me, "Ooh, child, you had a darkness over you, but the angels, girl,
Yeah, it's
till this day."
true.
So, I keep that in my mind all the time, and I employ everyone to do that. Your ancestors are talking to you. That's why they're there. Your spirit is talking to you. Your spirit guides, your guardian angels, whatever it is you guys believe in. Ground yourself, put your feet firmly on the ground. And when you are near someone, across someone, or when somebody comes across your path and you feel that shiver, oh, then walk off. Not walk off. It's not your dead grandmama talking to you. Nah, that shiver is probably your dead grandmama telling you, honey, you need to go the other way.
You're right about that.
Go the
You
other
are so
way.
right about that.
You get that shiver, right? You get that sometimes, right?
Yes, you get
Oh,
that
girl. And I be
chill.
getting
You
that
be like,
itch
wait,
too.
hold on, what a
That
minute.
itch. Woo! That itch that came out of nowhere. Like, did I get bit
Yes.
all over my
Oh my
body? That
God.
fiery itch.
That's
Yes,
hilarious.
that's your body talking to you, telling you move away. Like, get
Yes, it's
away.
so true. Just imagine when we were younger, if we would really listen to our intuition and our angels and our ancestors, will be somewhere different right now. But as you're growing up,
Everybody will
you
be
young, you gotta go
millionaires.
through things for it to like sink in. And you're like, damn, mama used to tell me about this, grandma used to tell me about this or something. But hey, you live and you learn, and what you're gonna do from the lessons that you learn to make you better for the future. That's it.
Exactly, and pass it on and hope that your children will listen to that itch and that shiver
Exactly.
breeze quicker than you did.
Exactly.
Ooh, girl. So,
Oh man, that's
last question before we close it out, and you get to tell everybody a little bit about where to find you and how to connect with you. So, if you had one piece of advice to someone that's just starting off, what would it be?
Do it. Just do it. If you were birthed with the vision, if God gave you the vision, you dreamed about the vision, it's passionate to you, it's in your hearts and your spirit, it's constantly coming up for you, just do it. There's so many businesses or outlets or different people that you can connect with to help you start your business. To register your business, if you're in the state of New Jersey, it's like $125, $130 max with taxes and everything else. There's no reason why you can't start your business and get an LLC. At this point, everyone should be have an LLC. Register your name, buy your name, brand your name, brand yourself, brand your kids. Like, just do it. The time is now. The time is now. What are you waiting for? Why are you not moving forward? Just do it. Also, I say this all the time to people when they're asking if you want to start an LLC, if you want to start your business, don't just do it. Don't always ask for other people's opinion, because other people's opinion at that time may not be the right information that they're going to give you at that particular moment. Because remember, like I said earlier, the vision was given to you. So if it's your vision, you have to speak life into it and birth it. So because some people may not be at the same place that you are mentally in their life, when you go and share your business with them, they'll sometimes maybe the, oh, don't do that, girl. We in a pandemic. We quarantine. Your business is not going to flourish. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. During this pandemic, I have a few friends, coaches through TLC that became millionaires within a 6 month span, within a 3 month span, which gives me motivation and encourage and confirms for me that I can do it too. If you could do that during a pandemic, anything could happen. This break in this pandemic was given to us so that we can see that we can really make things happen. The time is now. Stop holding it. Stop listening to other people's opinion. Just do it and make it happen. Like, I cannot stress that enough. If anything that I've said today didn't strike a chord for you, this right here, what I'm saying, hopefully it is. You gotta get up and go. Just do it. Like the Nike slogan, just do it. Like, honestly, I cannot stress that enough. Just do it. You'll find money to do it. I promise you, that money that you're spending on clothes and shoes that you really can't even wear out anywhere right now because of the quarantine and they shutting everything down. That money that you're saving from your commute going back and forth to work, whatever, take that $100, take that $150, put it to the side, invest it in your company, start your LLC, and then gradually build from there. Take notes every night before you go to sleep. Write your vision down. You know what I say? Journal, do that. And then you'll start to see everything that you've been writing and journaling is just going to open up different opportunities for you. And it's going to click for you one day. But just honestly, just do it. Just do it.
Just so y'all know, this podcast is not in any way, shape, or form endorsed
No,
by
it's not.
Nike.
Sorry, but it's just a
Okay?
slogan. It's not. I do apologize. But that slogan just hit for me because a lot of time we're afraid to just get up and go and get up and do. So that's why I use that slogan, because a lot of people know it because of the company. And when they hear it, it's like, oh, okay, I know that slogan. So that's why I use it. But we are nowhere endorsed by Nike. I mean, Nike, listen, if you're listening and you're interested, we're open. Look, the Haitian sisters out
Of
here
course,
getting
hey,
it, and we would love your support. So
yes.
let's go. But like you said, we are not endorsed by Nike.
Yeah, you gotta be careful out here.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get
No,
sued.
we're not. You're not. So I do apologize about that. But I, like I said, the slogan hits for people. So that's why I used it. But
Understandable.
definitely, like, one of the my slogans, which is Josie's quote, Josie's saying, is speak life into your vision, because eventually you will see it. It will come to light. So just constantly feed it. Constantly feed it.
So before you let everyone know where they can find you, platforms, email if you want to give it out, I just want to thank you so very much for coming on here, blessing us, you know, taking us to church so many different times. Ladies, like I said, I want women that embody the Wonder Woman qualities. And I'm going to give y'all homework. Every time a lady comes on here, if you don't know the Wonder Woman comic, like if you know me, you know I'm a Marvel baby. And I know Wonder Woman is DC, but that is one of the DC comics that ever since I was young, man, how could you not love Wonder Woman?
That's my favorite, too. That's hilarious.
Of course, like, man, strength, you know, trust, truth, courage, power, beauty, integrity. Come on. Man, she embodies a lot. Exactly, you know? She don't need a man, but she could take your man.
Listen, we're not trying to break up no happy homes here.
No, we ain't trying to do
but
that. But I'm saying
true.
She got
she a boss.
She can do it. She a boss. Anyway, every way she's a boss. You know what I mean?
Oh man.
Let our listeners know one more time everywhere they can follow you, find you, get at you, collaborate you.
So I would like to say thank you again, Alexandra, for having me on your platform today, connecting me with your audience, you being a boss chick that you are, doing what you do is nothing but up from here for you. Everything that you desire and that you want in your life and that you envision will happen. So continue to push, continue to strive. I mean, continue to be the best version of yourself that you can be, because no one can take that away from you. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again for having me. We will definitely connect again and see each other and collaborate on some different things. But you could definitely find me on just about all social media platforms under Josie, Josie, Payute, Payoute, on IG, Facebook. My website is josiepayute.com. Same thing. My podcast is Ladies Building Legacies on all platforms, on all podcast platforms, and also our website. So yeah, that's where you can find me. For New Jersey Kids Fashion Week, you can find us on all platforms also under New Jersey Kids Fashion Week or NJKFW. For New Jersey Kids Fashion Week. And I believe I touched all platforms. My email, if you would like to send me an email, collaborate, get in contact with me, it's Josie Speaks, Josie Speaks, LLC at gmail.com. So Josie, Josie Speaks, Speaks, LLC @gmail.com. Sorry. So yeah, there you go.
Thank you. And what kind of woman are you again?
I am a Wonder Woman, a boss chick, a boss patient chick at that. What's up?
There we go. Yes.
thank you, love. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you. Blessings, sweetheart. Have a
you
wonderful
too.
Night.
Bye-bye.
To all my amazing Wonder Women out there, you are stronger than you believe, and you have greater powers than you know. Stay blessed.